Joe and Simon Show, BBC Radio London. Now, as always, we welcome to the studio very, very excellently talented people who are very well versed in their field.
Big build up for you, Jonathan.
We are very happy to welcome the incredibly hirsute.
Love that word.
Yes, indeed. I thought you would. Jonathan Beaumont, who the last time we saw you, Jonathan, you had a very, very well-cropped and well-kept beard. You seemingly have a very well-kept beard this morning.
It's a little bit dishevelled this morning, isn't it?
It is.
You know, I'm going to see how far I go with this. I did actually have it trimmed by a very nice sort of a Turkish barber a couple of weeks ago, but actually it's just sprung up again.
Thank you. You know what's good about that? It wouldn't matter when the time comes, but you've hardly got any grey in there. It's hidden well if you have. Because that's part of the reason why I don't grow mine, because I know that it would be remarkably full of
grey. There are things you can do for the grey, Simon.
It's all we're saying. It's the Grecian 2000 generation. Now, your expertise is cruising, and we've got a very interesting story in the papers today.
I heard you talk about this at about 10 to 7 this morning, and I tried to get a copy of The Guardian, but couldn't.
Oh, was it in The Guardian?
You mentioned, you said something about some ship in The Guardian.
Yes,
The thing is, while you're searching for that, let me tell you what this is about. Because next weekend is Cruise London, which is the London cruise show. It's the ninth cruise show. It is the UK's biggest cruise show, and it's the one place where literally every major cruise line comes together under one roof at London's Olympia and talks to people about how amazing cruising is. So if you've always sort of thought about maybe doing a cruise, or maybe you've done one and you want to try something different, then you need to come along next weekend, because I'm going to be there and we're going to have loads of people there. We're going to be doing talks on, if you've never taken a cruise for the first time, some of the things you need to think about, how to plan your ship, your cruise line, you know, what you need to look for in terms of spending and things. So it's going to be a great opportunity. Now, you've plonked this in front of me. What is this?
So this is the Guardian piece. Sorry, Simon, turn the lights on.
World's,
but don't look at my
largest
face.
Floating club will take the extremely wealthy on a global tour. Interesting.
£2,000 a night.
Would you know, people have got that money and they'll pay it.
And look at the route. So it's Cuba, Barcelona, yep, and Cannes.
So is this going to be
Abu Dhabi?
Interesting, because who is actually doing this? It's like luxury yacht. And so Quintessentially, it's being done by Quintessentially.
Does that ring any bells?
Yeah, well, Quintessentially is a concierge service.
Turn the lights down now, Simon, please. Thank you. I've had a chemical peel, so I'm just peeling in front of you.
Joe likes it moody in
Thank
here,
you.
Doesn't
yes.
she?
Yes.
But, you know, Quintessentially is a concierge service that provides very upmarket... It's a concierge for very wealthy people. You become a member of it and they will sort of sort out things for you. So it looks like they are starting their own cruise ship.
So £2,000 a night, Jonathan, what are they offering?
People pay it. I mean, I was on a ship a while ago called Europa 2, and that has an owner's suite that you'll pay £10,000 a night for. And people pay it.
And I suppose you'd have your own butler.
You know, this suite was bigger than my London apartment. It was so huge. The cruise line said, we could have three of these on board and they would be booked every single night.
So it's people on the increase, this cruise.
It is. So the thing is, that's one side of cruising. Cruising, you can cruise from £150 a night and you can have an excellent cruise. And I think the reason why we saw figures, I mean, we've had the biggest surge in cruising in the last 10 years. Excuse me, in 2015, we had 1.8 million people in the UK took a cruise. Now, that was, as I said, the biggest increase in 10 years. I haven't got last year's figures as yet, because we'll get those next month. But this year, we've got 26 new ocean, river and ships being launched this one year alone. It's such great value for money.
Well, I've got a friend who works in Southampton on the cruises. And one of the things she says is that there's every chance that you can live a cheaper life on a cruise.
Totally.
And some people will hire out a stateroom or whatever 24/7, 365 days a year, because they their heating, their lighting, absolutely, their council tax. If you've not got a place, yep, you're not paying for it. Your food is there on the plate, and yes, you have your friends around you.
Well, of course, the thing is, if you're not working, I mean, if you have a retirement age, then you know you can do that, because it's the equivalent of a lot of sort of people going away to Spain as they used to. You go on a cruise ship, you can spend, you know, you've got a good pension, you can spend £150 a night, less than that, because if you can actually do it. If you're doing one of those longer cruises, they'll find a very good deal for you. And as I said, yeah, everything's included.
And
all your food.
Says sometimes people will say, I'm going to be in there for a year, I'd like green walls, I'd like a white bathroom suite.
Yeah, yeah.
And they'll
absolutely
happily specify that for you.
Absolutely, completely they will. So it is amazing value for money. And I think the problem with cruising is that it's got a bit of a, there's a bit of a stigma attached to it. Now, I mean, Joe, at about 10 to 7 this morning, you came up with three things, which I heard you say. You said, oh, well, I couldn't cope to be with people that I don't like.
Yes, you could, because you never see them again. Never see the same face
twice. Too much food.
Yes.
And Netflix.
Were you screaming at me, Jonathan?
Now, I was screaming at you as I was drinking my cup of coffee across the living room, and I thought, right, let's address these issues. First of all, too much food. Yeah, well, that's one of the best things about cruising, is that it's all included, and you've got these amazing dining rooms with fabulous restaurants with amazing food. You don't have to eat it all. I mean, it's there, but that's what's great about it, because it's included in the cost of your holiday. Then, of course, you can go and work it off. There's great fitness facilities. There's great spas. You know, you can do lots of sort of things like aerobics and yoga and things like that are all laid on, all included in the cost. So you don't need to worry. Yeah, but it's one of the lovely things about cruising is the food that's included. The people, do you know, I have never met people that I don't like on a cruise. If you
you're just a nice guy. I mean, so is Joe. Yeah. Joe's a lovely woman. But
just, not often. Not.
If you catch her at the right moment.
But you know, Joe, if you sat next to someone at the bar and you suddenly had, you had a bit of a conversation with them and you decided, oh, God, you know, yeah, I don't really like him much, he's a bit of a weird one, you won't need to see them again.
Never see them again.
You know, you will never see them
listen,
again.
Did you hear me say my friend Frankie's off to Cuba on one?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's costing her for exactly what you said. See, I used to think it was Millionaire's Playground. It used to be the leisure pursuit of the rich and the famous, wasn't it? And she said it's cheaper than if she was staying in a B&B somewhere. She said it is so much cheaper.
It's the prices have come down.
And she went, there's no, you get what you know, you're guaranteed, especially where she's going, it's going to be fantastic weather. It's, you know, you don't have to worry, am I going to be in...
Well, you unpack once. It's
yeah,
a floating
exactly.
hotel.
No, I
you
understand.
You unpack once and there's no other holiday that you can experience so many different places in a period of a week, because basically you're arriving at a different place every single night. You get a couple of nights on board which are called sea days, which are lovely for relaxing, and some of the things you can do now on board cruises as well is just out of this world.
Can
I mean,
we address
amazing
one thing,
things.
Which I will ask you to address? I won't necessarily the brand name, but the internet service that Joe likes to peruse she's away. Internet access and telephone calls are still hugely expensive.
Oh, are they?
On cruises.
The reason for this is, if you think about it, the cruise ships have to have a satellite up in orbit somewhere. And what a lot of the major cruise lines are doing is they're actually launching their own satellites up into space to be able to bring the price down, so they get, because otherwise they're having to use a satellite and they are paying a fortune.
Right.
It's not like the internet and the broadband connections we have on land. So it's very, very expensive for them to be able to bring that service to the ships. It is a major concern, and in fact now, as a lot of cruise lines are starting to add some of the internet packages into the price of their cruises, particularly if you book certain cabin grades, certain staterooms, they'll add that in. But it's one of the things, it's just, there's no way around it, you know, because you've kind of got to go up there
but
to
also,
get it.
But also, I mean, listen, I just sit watching, you know, rubbish television all the time. If you're on a cruise, you can be, as you say, you can be out doing stuff. You know, you're probably not going to want to sit. Jonathan, for those people, because you are winning me over, just tell me the things to watch out for. What you know, without naming line, there are how many cruise lines that are reputable that
well,
you would...
Do you know, we've got over 40 cruise lines exhibiting next weekend at the cruise show. Now, it depends what you want. There are big ships, there are small ships, you know, there are cruise lines that are quite formal, some that are very informal.
So what should your priority be? The ship or the actual journey?
The journey. Always choose. You obviously need to think, where do I want to go? Do I want to go to Alaska? Do I want to go to the Med? Do I want to go to the Caribbean? Choose the place you most want to go. Then choose